You're listening to the Mind Your Home podcast. I'm your host, Mia Danielle, and I'm here to tell you that the number one thing you can optimize to give you more energy and happiness is your environment. If you're tired of the chaotic cycle and ready to feel energized at home with more simplicity, more energy, and less clutter, then welcome to the Mind Your Home podcast.
Decluttering this one thing will change your life. I've been teaching people to create clutter-free spaces for many years now. And from the very beginning, there's always been one struggle that people reach out to me about regularly. Papers. Papers are a special kind of clutter that requires so much more attention and depth than something like throwing out your old shoes or selling your kids' toys. And before you start thinking that this is something your tech illiterate grandmother should be listening to, a study shared in an article from PR Newswire surveyed thousands of people about their paper clutter habits, and you might be surprised by the results. In this study, 55% of millennials who were surveyed said they have too much loose paper in their home, such as mail, bills, notes, and flyers, with nearly 70% of millennials saying they're unable to find important papers when needed. This is compared to only 50% of baby boomers and 56% of Gen X. Despite the numerous digital options at our fingertips today, paper clutter has persisted, especially with more people working from home post-pandemic. That same study said that 72% of those surveyed believe they will never be truly paperless. So today I'm going to talk about why paper clutter really is the gateway to a disorganized home and mind, how decluttering this one thing could very well change your life, and how to go about making that change successfully. Let's start with paper clutter being the gateway to a disorganized home and mind, because papers aren't just the canvas for the forgotten doodles of your last phone call or the things that you use to trap bugs in the house. There are two things that make papers so challenging. One is that they come at us from so many directions. There's no order to the existence of papers in our lives. They come in all shapes, sizes, colors, and plies. The second thing, which is even more challenging, is that papers come with expectations. Most papers represent something you need to tend to or do, dates that need to be remembered, responses that need to be sent, instructions that need to be read through, and money that needs to be paid. There's this extra fear of losing or forgetting about them, just as there's this relentless dread of tending to them. Paper clutter is the thing that we, above all other things, love to procrastinate and avoid in our homes. So there's that. But how exactly does that make them a gateway to a disorganized home and mind? Well, of course, clutter begets clutter, and when you start stacking and piling things, other things are likely to follow. But even more so, it's because of the thing I mentioned earlier about what the papers represent. Because of that, cluttered papers become disorganized thoughts. And since our home environments are a direct reflection of our minds, something I've discussed in many other videos, like one I'll link above here, a disorganized mind leads to a disorganized space. Being organized and clutter-free with your papers doesn't just mean playing with pretty color-coded labels. It means having systems and processes for your life, including tasks, projects, ideas, finances, schedules, and so on. So let's address the elephant in the room, because for most people, the resistance to going paperless stems from either not knowing where to start or, more likely, a distrust in paperless solutions. So let's start with the latter, because with every accidentally deleted file or announcement of a security breach on the news, people who are already resistant to releasing the stacks and piles of paper cling to them tighter as a security measure. However, while digital security is definitely a source of concern and we should for sure be vigilant when we're messing with anything online, the internet is also absolutely flooded with warnings and risks associated with paper records. Paper records open you up to human error and nature, both of which are often dangerous and unpredictable. You have fires, floods, and other disasters. There are reported 358,000 fires alone per year in the U.S. And of course, there's loss. In fact, a representative of Fujitsu cited research that 7.5% of all documents get lost, and 3% of the remainder get misfiled. There's deterioration to consider because papers weren't meant to last forever, and costly upkeep to try to maintain them forever, from filing cabinets to paper preservation, labeling and organizing systems, and of course the loss of valuable space that you're paying for, whether it's from the bulky filing cabinet in the corner of a room or a mountain of paper absorbing your desk space. But it's not just the longevity of papers we have to consider. Papers have also been shown to decrease productivity and efficiency. In 2013, Gartner reported that professionals spend 50% of their time searching for information and on average take 18 minutes to locate each document. Not to mention, accessing and sharing physical papers is a much slower and more difficult process than digital options. But let's talk about security, because that concern is the main culprit behind the bulk of the layered papers in our homes. What we don't hear about as much are the numerous paper-related security risks that have been reported, leading to millions of dollars in loss, fines, and charges filed over sensitive papers being stolen, inappropriately handled, or inappropriately disposed of. In fact, Legal Tech News calls paper records your most silent but deadly security risk. So what can you do to transition away from the risky stacks and piles of papers in your possession? Well, it really comes down to three steps: systematize, digitize, and secure. Before you jump to shredding your important documents, you need to make sure that you have a clear and accessible digital version of it. And before you do that, you need to have a system in place for organizing and managing those digital versions. Having a system means that you have a chosen secure platform to add your files to, that you have a digital filing cabinet or an organized folder structure that makes it easy to locate and view things at a glance, and that you have a system for working with businesses and paying bills that don't add to the heaps of incoming daily papers. Having a confusing, disorganized digital filing structure is the main reason that files get lost and misplaced. You also need to digitize and have a process for ongoing digitizing. This includes safely uploading your papers to a secure platform, like we talked about, and renaming your files something you'll actually be able to locate in the future. Second to a disorganized digital filing structure, a poor naming system leads to lost, misplaced, duplicated, and just cluttered files. And the third thing you need to do is secure those digital files. You can do this by using quality, up-to-date software and tools, safe digital practices that we all should be following, and regular backups of your files. And if you're unsure how to do any of this, I have a brand new mini course that'll walk you through every step of the process. It's called Leap to Screen, and it includes everything you need to go paperless in just one day. It comes with my Leap to Screen mini course, which is step-by-step videos. It also has the Paperless Success Pack, which includes checklists and flowcharts to walk you through every action step. Probably the best thing that it comes with is a done-for-you digital filing cabinet, so that you can literally swipe my digital filing structure, including files, folders, subfolders, and use it on your own platform: Dropbox, iCloud, Google Drive, or on your own desktop or laptop. I've also included a digital legacy training bundle for you to make sure that your files can be accessed by your loved ones once you're gone. So all of those financial documents and insurance papers that you really need to reach your children or your executors of your will, all of those can be set up in advance using digital legacy systems. And I cover all of that in Leap to Screen. You'll also get my little black book of my online tools and apps, my personal favorites, all of these that I've actually tried and are legitimate software and tools. And finally, you'll get my grab-and-go naming sheet to make renaming all of your files super easy and keyword searchable using only a few clicks. Now, before you start thinking that this sounds way too expensive, you can get all of this while it's new for only $37 using the link down in my description. Hopefully you got some value and insight from this video. If you did, be sure to give it a thumbs up, and I will chat with you next week.